So today's saints had a very special place in my heart. Saints Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, the founder of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, or the Redemptorist. I used to be a Redemptorist for 5 years, so I study a lot about him and know about his life. Alphonsus was super smart. At the age of 16, he held 2 doctoral degrees in ecclesiastical as well as secular law. Smart guy. And of course, his father wanted him to have that career, right? Success in the worldly sense. But one day, he set on a journey. He wanted to be a priest, but not just any priest, but priest that was faithful to Christ and the mission of the gospel. One day, as he went out to the poor countryside of Italy, the small town of Scala, he found shepherds out there who were very uneducated and didn't even know the gospel at all. Because all the priests at that time wanted to be in big cities where they can have patrons and money and a better lifestyle. No one wanted to be in the boonies or in the countryside. That everyone wanted that good life. Alphonsus was so deeply moved when he saw all these shepherds, even though they were taking care of their sheep, were shepherdless. They didn't have anyone who cared for their souls. So he felt a calling to found the an order that dedicated to the Redeemer. To preach the good news to the poor, the poorest of the poor. Even though he was very educated, St. Alphonsus taught his confreres that you should never preach anything more than what your people can comprehend. He was known to be sitting in the back of the church when his confreres were preaching missions around Italy and at poorer parish. And if they were preaching too high up there, he would stand up and call them out on it. And said, you shouldn't do that because you're just preaching for yourself and not for the people. Then how can you let the people know the joy of the gospel if you're only preaching for yourself? Alphonsus de Liguori, as we have heard from the collect or the introductory prayer, would move for the zeals of souls. He wanted souls to come to know Christ and to love Christ. Alphonsus de Liguori spent a lot of his time too, writing. He wrote many, many, many works. I believe more than 110 books under his name, toward the point that he was writing so much that he developed a hunchback. And he would paralyzed because of his hunchback that he gotten older too. And later in his years, the Holy Father found his zeals for souls to be commendable, forced him to be a bishop. He denied it twice. The third time, out of obedience, the Holy Father won. And so Alphonsus became a bishop, and he did what asked of him. But when he got older, he asked if he would return back to his religious community and be with his confreres. Alphonsus, what a good man who loves souls, who seek holiness, and to love God above all things. Alphonsus, too, is now the patron saint of all moral theologians, because he was so ahead of his time, emphasizing on the individual conscience of each person. Because during his time, Jansenism and a lot of the heresies that were there that made people felt like they could never be good enough to receive communion. Yet Alphonsus emphasized that if a person with all of his or her conscience stand before God, even with all the invisible ignorance that are out there, ultimately, we have to stand transparent vulnerable and honest and genuine to ourselves before God, who judges our soul. And so he allowed the individual to have that conscience before God and to say yes to God instead of just all these ridiculous rules that were imposed upon them at all. The freedom of the Spirit to live as sons and daughters of God, as disciples of Christ and instruments of the Holy Spirit. Alphonsus understood what it means to save souls and lead souls to Christ so that they can fall in love with Christ. Today, as we celebrate St. Alphonsus, may we ask him to intercede for us, that we love the Lord, our Redeemer, and to come to know the sweetness of salvation, of what it means to be loved by him. And second, too, St. Alphonsus de Liguori had the deep love for the Blessed Mother. He wrote many works about her. And he always tell his confreres to come to the Blessed Mother. And that's why Saint Pius the Ninth gave the Redemptorist order that mission to make our Mother of Perpetual Help image and icon known. He tasked the Redemptorist to say, make her known. So love the Lord, love the Blessed Mother, have that zeal for souls, and no matter what we do, be transparent, genuine, and real, standing in front of the Lord who knows us and who loves us.